Hello everyone, welcome back to 100 Years, 100 Movies. Today is day 17 of the Season of the Witch, and today we're talking about a franchise that has no right to be as fun as it is. We're talking about Final Destination. Final Destination was a movie that came out in 2000 that, to be perfectly honest with you, I never thought would end up having 4 fucking sequels. But Final Destination is great. Final Destination is a movie that had this crazy idea and executed it really well, and it ended up being so popular that it ended up releasing or leading to the release of the sequels, most of which aren't that great but still are a lot of fun to watch, because much like a slasher film, the real appeal of the Final Destination movies is seeing people get fucking killed. The first movie, Final Destination, came out in 2000, and it starred Devon Sawa as Alex Browning and Ali Larder as Clear Rivers, which is honestly one of the worst fucking names you could think of for a character. But what we have here is we also have a young Sean William Scott as an annoying asshole in this movie. But what we have here is this movie that revolves around these high school kids who are going to go on a trip on Flight 218 to France, but right before the trip happens, right before they're gonna take off on their flight, Alex has this premonition, or I should say, what we actually see is them go on the plane, and then the plane fucking blows up midair right after taking off, and they all die. But yeah, it turns out to be that it's a premonition of Alex, who then starts to try to warn everyone that the plane's gonna explode and that they can't get on. And it ends up causing a ruckus where Alex, along with one of the teachers and some of his peers, aren't allowed onto the plane because they start a fight in the terminal, and the plane then explodes moments later. So it turns out that Alex was right, and everyone just thinks it's like this weird coincidence, but slowly but surely, the people that survived this accident start to die in some mysterious ways. If I remember correctly, the first one of the first characters who gets killed is hanged, but he ends up being hanged in a way where he slips getting out of the bathtub and is hanged by the shower curtain on the shower rod. And everyone thinks it's maybe survivor's guilt that he can't handle what happened to him and surviving and still being around. But as we learn, little as more of them are being killed, Alex figures out that they're being killed in the way that they would have died in the explosion. Death has come back, and death loves to make things as intricate as possible when killing people. Throughout all this movie, we also have Tony Todd as William Bloodworth, the mortician, who is kind of filling in the blanks as to what's actually happening. We then follow Alex trying his best to, as he becomes more and more paranoid, not only because he's afraid he's going to get killed, but because the police are after him. One of the people that is killed is the teacher, played by Kristen Clark. And unfortunately, Alex goes to try to save her. And in doing so, through these Rube Goldbergian-esque sort of coincidences, she gets impaled by a kitchen knife. And Alex then shows up shortly after and tries to remove the knife. So there are his fingerprints all over the knife. And then the house explodes and he's able to escape. And the police are then really trying to question, why is this guy around all these people that keep getting killed? So he goes into hiding, basically, trying to try everything to avoid being killed. But then realizing that after him, it's Ali Larder, Clear, who's in danger. And he goes to save her. Which he is able to do. And we end with this final shot where one of the other kids who was able to survive the plane crash is in France. The three of them are in France, and he ends up getting hit by a flying marquee, and the movie ends. And, you know, this was an interesting movie, something that was fun to watch. And, you know, I thought that's probably going to be it. That was pretty fun. But Final Destination was a massive hit. And even though it took a while, in 2003, we ended up getting a sequel, Final Destination 2, which is probably the best out of the whole series. Because Final Destination 2 takes all the fucking nastiness and the cruelty on display of death in that first movie and just fucking ups it. So in this movie, we end up following AJ Cook, who is going on a trip with some friends and are about to go onto the freeway when some logs fall off of a big rig, causing a massive car accident, ending with multiple car crashes, people getting killed, blown up, people getting crushed by flying giant fucking trees. And it's all shown this like nuts, this total gory glory of what this kind of accident would happen, you know. And once again, it's a premonition. And she, in trying to stop her friends from getting onto the highway, ends up causing a delay, and people that would have been in that car accident, including a state trooper, are saved. But once again, you know, death doesn't like that, and death starts coming for them in even more intricate and even fucking crazier ways. I mean, there is one of the people who is eating, he's microwaving his food, and he's cooking like some old spaghetti, and it causes a fire, and he ends up tossing part of it out the window. And in trying to escape the fire, he slips on the fire escape, lands on the floor, is all caved, but then all of the movement causes the ladder of the fire escape to rattle loose and end up impaling him through the eye. We're talking about just intricacy here. And this movie's a lot of fun to watch. We also have Ali Larder come back from the first movie as Clear, who it turns out to be the only survivor, because in between the first and second movies, Alex has been killed off unceremoniously by a falling brick, as we find out from a newspaper clipping of all things, which I'm assuming is probably just the producers being spiteful for Devon Sawa not wanting to return to the Final Destination franchise. But just like in slasher movies, just like in most horror movies, when we have a survivor, they're gonna fucking die. And Ali Larder's character dies too. And we end with this idea that only life can stop death. But no, everyone dies. These movies are nasty, man. Like they don't care. Like it's basically death is gonna get their way. And yeah, like it's insinuated that they're all killed. A few years after that, in 2006, we got Final Destination 3, which is probably the worst of these movies. But we do get a Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who went on to do lots of stuff in the horror genre, of everything from being in Grindhouse in Death Proof, to being in the ill-advised prequel to John Carpenter's The Thing, among other movies. Mary Elizabeth Winstead's great. Love seeing her in a movie, and I think this is one of the first movies I saw her in. In this movie, the inciting event is, once again, we have these kids who are on a school trip. In this case, they're at an amusement park, and we get this premonition of the one of the park rides, The Devil's Flight, literally flying off the rails and causing everyone on the ride to die. Once again, right before this premonition happens, a bunch of the kids are warned by Mary Elizabeth Winstead that something's going to happen, and they are saved. But once again, death has another plan, and we get these ridiculous, once more, even more ridiculous, and in this case, not as fun, death sequences. The one thing about this movie that is interesting, though, is after it came out in movie theaters, when it was released on DVD, they took advantage of the fact that you could choose chapters, and they basically made a choose-your-own-adventure Final Destination movie at that point. They called it, you know, Choose Their Fate, basically. So based on your choices, you could possibly save some of the characters. But this is a fool's errand, because the only character you save ends up getting caught for sleeping with an underage girl and going to jail, which is pretty fucked up. But we do get some alternate deaths in this that are probably even more crazy than some of the ones that are in the movie. Like I said, this is probably the least of these movies. Not as fun as some of the later ones. But in 3 years later, once again, in 2009, we got The Final Destination, which was supposed to be the actual end of the Final Destination movies. This is going to be it. This is the last one. But it ended up being so popular, partly in part, this The Final Destination ended up being the highest grossing movie in this franchise, and being a movie that ended up really kind of blowing expectations away. And I think part of that really was because this movie had was shot in 3D. So in 2009, this came out in the middle of the 3D boom, the 3D revival in horror and in movies in general, where everything was being shot in 3D. So we get these kind of like inflated box office returns. But like I said, this movie was a smash hit. And this movie is also not that great. I enjoy it because it just kind of embraced the fucking craziness of this franchise and just kind of went for it. So it's, to me, it's much more enjoyable than the third movie. It also stars Chantal Van Satten, who is kind of become like comic book adjacent, like or comic book TV superhero famous in a way. She played she played one of Barry Allen's girlfriends, whose name escapes me at the time. Patsy. She played one of Barry Allen's girlfriends on the Flash TV series during the second season of the show, and she is currently on The Boys. So it's great to see her in these other movie roles, and this is, I believe, her first major role, although she doesn't do much of anything. In this particular movie, the inciting event is these group of friends are at a NASCAR race, and there's a crash that not only ends up harming the drivers, but one of the tires flies into the stands and ends up killing people along with the debris from the car. So people are massacred at a NASCAR show. And I mean, outside of watching like The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, I don't think I've seen anything NASCAR related ever. Definitely have never, or I guess Cars movies as well, but I've never really been into car racing. I'm one of those people who describes too, is it really that hard to, and this is probably just because I've seen so much South Park, but there's an episode of South Park where Cartman ends up winding up, he wants to be a NASCAR driver, and he, his whole thing is basically like, I just drive real fast and turn to the left, and that's all he says, and that's all I could think of with NASCAR. I realize that it's more than that, but it's not really my thing. So even having this as kind of like something to as the inciting event is kind of nuts, more than anything. But it's gloriously nasty, much like, not maybe not as crazy as the one in the car accident in Final Destination 2, but it's pretty crazy. So once again, of course, you know, we have these character who has this premonition and saves a bunch of people inadvertently and some of his friends, and then death comes after them little by little. And the first one, of course, because this is in the South, is a man who's gonna put a flaming cross on a lawn, and it ends up backfiring on him, and he ends up getting blown up. So I guess yay, down with racists. That's kind of the most roundabout way of doing that. We once again, just this is just a lot of fun. But this movie pulls this crazy trick because the survivors they end up kind of finding out about these other incidents earlier, which are the incidents of the earlier movies, and we end up going to a movie theater in a mall and the theater fucking explodes. But wait, it's another premonition. This is the only movie that does this where we have two premonitions, two fake-outs. They end up being able to get everyone out of the movie theater. The movie theater still explodes, but they're okay. But just like in the earlier movies, because I failed to mention, like in the third movie, like everyone survives, but at the end of it, they all end up in a subway car accident, so they're all dead. But in this one, the same thing, you know, they think they survive, but oh no, death is spiteful, and these kids are all killed by a car accident, slamming in through a window, smashing them as they're in a bookstore. And this was supposed to be the end of the Final Destination movies. Like, I remember in 2010 getting the DVD 4-pack because at this time, you could get these really cheap DVDs. It had, like, two DVDs. They were double-sided. There'd be a movie on each one, and it cost, like, $10 for four movies. And it had the first four Final Destination movies because that was supposed to be it. That was going to be all the Final Destination movies. And I remember in Halloween of 2010 having absolutely jack shit to do and just watching all four movies back to back as I passed out candy. And it was a blast. I enjoyed it and had a wonderful time watching these movies. But as I mentioned, the Final Destination was such a massive hit that they rushed into production for a fifth movie. And in 2011, we got Final Destination 5. Final Destination 5 was interesting because it kind of started to add some new things to this formula because, yeah, I mean, it's fun to watch, like, these crazy deaths being brought on by, like, this invisible killer, but you kind of have to shake things up a little, right? And Final Destination 5, in this one, we're following this group of co-workers who are going to go on a retreat in a school bus, and the bus ends up on a suspension bridge. The bridge collapses and multiple people are killed, and it's shown in all of its disaster movie style glory, people just flying into cars into their watery tombs, basically. And of course, once again, it's a premonition, and one of the characters ends up inadvertently saving a lot of people, but of course death comes after them, and little by little they're getting killed off. But as part of one of the new wrinkles of this movie in this franchise, we have Tony Todd, and he basically insinuates that you can switch places with someone else. You can basically, if you kill someone, you take on their what's left of their life. It's like you trade your death for however many days they have left on this earth. And one of the people that ends up taking on this is Nathan, who allows for one of the people at his work to be killed by an industrial accident, not knowing that this guy has terminal cancer, so he's fucked either way. But this gives other people, some of the other survivors, some ideas, and we end up kind of having like this cat and mouse game where people are trying to avoid being killed but also looking for suitable people to kill to switch places with. It's definitely an interesting idea, and it makes for interesting interplay, and it makes for an interesting movie. And in the end, you know, we end up with two survivors who, after everything, they feel that they've cheated death and that's going to be it for them. But these two survivors end up they're at the airport ready to get on a flight to go to Paris, and they're about to board onto flight 218 when, as they're boarding, they notice in the background there's a bunch of kids that start to get in a fight for some reason. They board the plane and they realize that they're fucked because the plane that they're on, as I mentioned, is flight 218 from the very first Final Destination movie. So the twist is that this turns out to be a prequel, and this is in a way almost a circular story, which I gotta say is clever. I didn't see that shit coming. And the Final Destination movies in general, they're fun movies. I think one of the other cool things about these movies is that a lot of the characters have like the last names of people that are important in horror movies. Like, for example, Miles Fisher plays Peter Friedkin in Final Destination 5. We have in Final Destination 2, Kimberly Corman, obviously named after Roger Corman. We also have Nora Carpenter and Tim Carpenter in this movie. And even in the very first movie, we have Miss Luton, Valerie Luton, Val Luton, you know. And these are things, and also Agent Shrek, like, I mean, and a Billy Hitchcock, you know, like, they're a bit more on the nose in the first movie. There's a Larry Murnau. But it's just kind of great that you kind of toss these names in, and it's not something that's going to beat you over the head or not so on the nose. Like, I remember watching, like, this zombie movie where it was literally, like, you know, Officer Romero and Officer Savini, and it's like, could you be a bit more on the nose about, like, zombies at this point? But anyway, I think in this movie, it's a little bit more subtle, because they also don't, I mean, they're last names, so they don't go around calling each other by the last names all the damn time. But yeah, these movies are just fun, and I think they're a blast to watch, and I've always enjoyed them. And, you know, if you got, like, what, 6 hours to kill, 7 hours to kill, you can do worse than just watching the Final Destination movies and just watching visual insanity. That's it for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.